Now we have the second duet from Mary Wives of Windsor. Mr. Ford, the husband of Mrs. Ford, is a very jealous man. And these two women have now planned a plot, what they will do. They have invited Sir John Falstaff to visit them. And his tete-a-tete was interrupted, and they put Sir John Falstaff in a basket with some dirty linen and so on. Mr. Ford comes in, has of course not the idea that John Falstaff is in that basket. And he says, out with the basket. The servants bring it and take it out, and the Ford had told them they shall dump it in the room so that he would be in the middle of the shower bath. Now Mr. Ford has made up his mind. He will visit Sir John Falstaff and will by himself take the whole story in hand and will now do something with Sir John Falstaff. Rather surprising idea. Sir John Falstaff is served by Tim Johnson, a student of Mr. Saint-Gair, and Mr. Ford by Ronald Anderson, a student of the Zwang. So a servant has brought in this, and you look at this,
you say, yeah, this is really very good.
Very good, yes, I like it. And he comes in and you both very ceremony, grace ceremony, you greet each other.
Overwhelmed to meet here the excellent and famous John Falstaff face to face.
You are too kind, sir. What a charming man.
Most worthy sir, I was so bold to send this bottle as a humble present.
Well, if you please, let's have a taste of it.
I'm deeply honored.
Delicious. Now.
Take your time. You know, when somebody is a great connoisseur of wine, what do you do? Delicious.
What of me?
My name is Brooke.
Brooke?
Brooke.
Brooke.
And I'm a man who earned and spent a lot.
Well, then may I say to you, you've done as I did too.
But still I got a...
Tim, say to him, please sit down. Uh-huh. But you both sit down after that. After he has said Brooke, Brooke. Please sit down.
Okay. My name is Brooke.
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 And I'm a man who earned and spent a lot.
Then may I say to you, you've done as I did too.
But still I've got a tidy sum of money, and I don't mind to spend it in an undertaking for which I came to ask your kind assistance.
A love adventure.
Yes, that's right. You, worthy sir, have earned a reputation as a gallant man. No lady can resist.
You know, Ronald, one should feel this irony in it. Not very much, but you have the reputation to be a man no lady can resist. Perhaps also my wife. You say, so when you talk to him, be overly kind, which are overly polite. But really, you are furious, Ishmael. You want that man who would like to hit him. He's taller than you, don't do it.
have earned a reputation as a gallant man no lady can resist. Therefore I came to you, so listen then. A woman I'm in love with is here, Madame Ford. I must possess her favor, even if I have to kill myself.
This is getting funny. Interesting, I must say. This looks like competition. I know her well. She is a pretty charmer.
You have found you. She has a jealous husband who is guarding her by day and night. You know him too.
I never saw the man. From what the people say of him, he must be quite a fool. And also very rich.
The plague upon your soul.
You know that he says must be quite a fool. I am not a fool. I have to show something. But you have to react to something he says. He must be quite a fool. Don't forget, you are very fat, Tim. You must consider that. Oh, he is not a fool. Quite a fool. But very rich.
Saw the man. From what the people say of him, he must be quite a fool, and also very rich.
The plague upon your soul. My dear Sir John, as the fair lady once given to me, now I ask you to try your luck with her. You are an expert with manners fine and smart, and I am sure that you will win her heart.
You know, I believe every word you say, as if you really want him. You don't want that at all. You are an expert. Oh, but everybody knows what kind of a man you are. No, Mrs. Corey, you are an expert. Oh, and I'm quite sure that Mrs. Ford will not be able to refuse. There should be much more. One must have. You sing it so that one really has the feeling. Yes, you would be very happy if you would be so victorious. You are an expert.
You are an expert with manners fine and smart, and I am sure that you will win her heart.
You have much trust in me.
Trust in your treachery. But you may need some money to go through with it. Therefore, I'd like to leave with you this purse, which you may use just as you see fit.
He really is an idiot. Sir Brooke, you are a clever man. I have no doubt that I shall win the lady.
What, really? Oh, that would be splendid.
But you can't do that, Brooke. What, really? Oh, that will be splendid. It's a tea.
Sir Brooke, you are a clever man. I have no doubt that I shall win the lady.
What, really? Oh, that would be splendid.
But tell me, what advantage would you gain from my success?
That's very simple. See, she always boasts so proudly of her virtue. Now, if I could confront her with any certain undeniable proof to the contrary, then she'd give in to me.
If that is all you need, I'm sure to help you there.
I'm ready to explode. How so? Explain it, sir.
To you, I can confess it. You see, with Mistress Ford, I have had lately a certain tender understanding.
Death may strike.
What did you say?
I said, how all these women like you. I'm really quite beside myself.
You know, Tim, you took it a little bit too serious. When you say, what did you say? And immediately when he says, I'm really something very extraordinary.
That may strike.
What did you say?
I said, oh, well, these women like you, I'm really quite beside myself. But please continue.
And even yesterday I had a date with her. But just as she and I were lost in tender talk, in comes her man, the fool, who was out of his mind with fury. He had with him some of his neighbors. The devil only may know how he had learned about the matter. However, there he was, and shouted all about the place.
One must feel earlier, in the moment when he says, in comes the man, the fool. What? He was there yet, if one must feel that. Then you say that, when you were there yet, trembling.
Pardon me, yesterday. Okay.
And even yesterday I had a date with her, but just as she and I were lost in tender talk, in comes her man, the fool, who was out of his mind with fury. He had with him some of his neighbors. Devil only may know how he had learned about the matter. However, there he was, and shouted all about the place.
While you were there still.
Of course, sir.
Speak me slower. While you were there still. One has to understand every word you say.
While you were there still.
Of course, sir. We were lucky that just in time a friend arrived. She could announce to us the coming of the fiend. The darling women, they found a quick solution.
Excuse me. You know when he says the friend came? Ah, Mrs. H. I know it. These two women, she helps Mrs. H. What's the Caesar in your face? You have to react more, you know, woman.
Over. Of course, sir. We were lucky that just in time a friend arrived. She could announce to us the coming of the fiend. The darling women, they found a quick solution. Where do you think they hid me?
Where?
In the laundry basket.
But in a basket.
But you won't. In a basket. Oh, I was an absolute idiot not to look into that basket. That must all be in a basket.
But in a basket.
Yes, Sir Brooke. Just look at me.
Misfortune. You enjoy that in a certain sense. I mean, you hate this man, of course. You despise him. You are here to get out from him what happened. But when he says that he was in that basket and was covered with all this dirty laundry thrown into a river, you say, oh, that's very good. I like it. You tell the story.
Okay.
Don't you think, Tim, you should get up there and you tell that? Or
yeah.
Later. I really don't know yet.
Well, the music seems to...
Yeah, I have the feeling that you should get up. And then you see this. My whole figure. Imagine I sitting there in that basket. Yes, Mr. Fox.
Do I get up on stage?
Yes, you too.
What in the basket?
Yes, Sir Brook. Just look at me. This big personality, I was covered up with laundry, dirty linen, hose and sundry.
Suffering injury and pain there for the lovely mistress for there. See through love's reward. There you see through love.
Then you see the lovely Mrs. Ford. There you keep. You get your reward. But you see, you scarcely can detain yourself. But you would like to go on his and choke him. You must have heard your lights and your flute. I must doch die Liebe. This is a tone which you have to make. And then when you then say, but now perhaps you have enough, you will not go once more. Pull him down on the chair, and you go also and sit down, so that you again are sitting opposite.
Dive?
Yeah.
Pull him down?
You pull him down.
You have reason to complain, sir, suffering injury and pain, for the lovely mistress for them you see to love's reward. See through love's reward. Surely after argument that you are willing to forget her.
Well, almost, but let me say, if I want her, she's mine today.
Heavens, ladies, quiet now. What so soon, please? Tell me how.
Victory, there's no debate. It comes to men who please as I. And she's let me know she's waiting at her house till I come by. Her husband's gone, the devil take him. And he will be out all day. These women, if you once can wake them, will never stop at half the way, believe me, sir. But I must be on my way. She'll be waiting till I get her.
Everything will go much better.
Everything will go much better.
And we shall succeed today.
And we shall succeed today.
I am hopeful.
I am hopeful.
And delighted.
And delighted.
Quickly let us go away.
Quickly let us go away.
I am hopeful.
I am hopeful.
And delighted.
And delighted. Quickly let us go away. Quickly let us go away. Let's go. Anticipation, the woman will be mine, I bet. We'll find our consolation. Her husband, then the silly clown, shall wear of horns a mighty crown.
Ah, I look ahead. I look ahead with great anticipation. Today he will be caught, I bet, and get his castigation. How nice a thought to track you down and then to beat you black and brown. I look ahead with keen anticipation. We both shall reach our goal today and find our consolation. We both shall reach our goal today and find our consolation. Shine that we've done our way, but surely we'll succeed.